Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Today's question is a difficult one from Paul in St. Louis. He says, I know many young women who have been sexually abused, and because of it, they find it nearly impossible to trust in God's goodness, especially in relation to God's sovereignty. The obvious question is, why would God in his sovereignty allow or plan or even purpose for one of his beloved daughters to be molested? How do you biblically encourage someone who is a victim of sexual abuse, particularly when that abuse is not working redemptively, as we can see, but in fact hindering their relationship with God?
Well, here's an interesting anecdote. That question was asked to me, more or less, in those terms, at a Q&A session at my own church at the North Campus last year. All it was an evening, come and ask your questions, Pastor John. And that very question came up. And I, you know, began to answer. And a woman raised her hand. I did this woman's wedding 27 years ago. One of the first weddings I ever did at this church. And they're still in the church. And she raised her hand. And she said, can I just make a comment? I said, sure. She walked to the microphone. She came forward. And she said, now, I wouldn't have said this years ago, but we've worked through far enough now. And then she described the abuse for several years as a child. And she said, I've lived with this. I've struggled with this for these, what would she be now, 50-ish? And she said, at this point, I can see and say things that I could not have known of God or loved of God or experienced or ministered had this not happened to me. And I am finally, at this point in my life, able to thank God for the experience. So I only mention that to say that this is not a quick and easy road for these women to go. And I'm glad I don't have to just, you know, speak out of my own experience, because I haven't walked in their shoes, and it's not right of me to say I know what you're feeling. I don't know what you're feeling, but I think this woman would and does. And so when I see enough women stepping forward, having been profoundly healed and brought to a deep and profound trust in the sovereignty of God, and are willing to say, God, at those moments, God was not powerless. I mean, it's not helpful in the long run to persuade a woman that during the moments of abuse or the years of abuse, God was helpless. A helpless God is no comfort for her future. A helpless God is no comfort for her healing. It's no comfort for her future protection. We have to help her take this sovereign God, which right now seems offensive because he didn't get me out of the situation, and show her that he's her only hope. This sovereign God restoring her and nurturing her and caring for her and protecting her and changing her and providing for her every need according to his riches in glory is her only hope. So that would be my plea and my counsel, is that we be patient, we not make light of the time it may take and the pain that's been endured, but we not give up on saying, your only hope is a sovereign God. Your only hope is a God who can take you from where you are and bring out of this carnage something beautiful for him. Who but a sovereign God can take an abused woman who emotionally has been so hurt that she's incapable of loving God or men right now? Who else but a sovereign God could take her in 5 years from now or 10 years from now, have her whole and able to be married and able to love and able to have sex with delight instead of horror? And who else but a sovereign God? So I wouldn't try to do the explaining of what he was up to when he permitted that and watched that and didn't intervene in that. I would say, he was God. He had his purposes. Let's just trust him now and look to him now and see all the resources there are in him now and in the cross and in the word, because that's your only hope for the future. And God, by grace, will bring her to that point in due time.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.